This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extravaganza. It's the DJV Health Program, information galore, courtesy of one Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here with us every week at this time to go through the research that he has seen and done in many cases himself, going through all the journals to bring you up to date on the news, the research, and how it affects you immediately or maybe down the road. As much as we try to get away from all the COVID stuff, hard to do that. COVID, and more COVID. So let's spend as much time as we have to make people feel comfortable about what we need to know here under the circumstances, and then we'll move on to some other things, Ken. I think that's our deal. I'm Doug Steffen. Item number one, COVID-19 vaccines and their effect on long-haul symptoms. Seems to me that we've been in and out of dancing with the story around long-haul symptoms, the reality of what you are going to experience if you are a long-hauler, what a long-hauler is. So you want to one of your favorite things to say after I've laid stuff on the audience and you is, let's untangle this. So, okay, Mr. Untangler, go ahead.
Well, Doug, boy, you can do both sides of the conversation for me.
Well, listen, I'm good at that.
Anyway, the reason why we're learning more and more about long haulers is because this is a brand new disease and with many variants, and as time goes on, we're learning about long haulers. In fact, it is barely getting a definition, and what it is coming down to a definition is people who get symptoms after 2 months, and these symptoms last for at least 3 months. And the report this week in a number of the journals about long haulers, this week there was a report in Nature Medicine that vaccinated people who experience a breakthrough case of COVID-19, which is occurring frequently with the Omicron variants. These people are at risk for developing long haulers, although they are better protected against some of the worst symptoms and the worst long haulers conditions. Compared to the unvaccinated people who had COVID-19 shots, they had a 15% lower risk of developing long COVID symptoms after a breakthrough infection. This is not a whole lot of protection, unfortunately, but it's some protection, and it's just another reason to factor in when you think about getting a vaccine.
Well, vaccines now, with the event this week, we were in Los Angeles to win an award for the ladies of the DJV program, won an award, the Gracies. And at the dinner, my two children were there, Megan and Brendan, talking about their children with the ladies on the program. Vaccines came up. My second grandson is just a little over six months old, and apparently there are studies that are being done on giving shots to youngsters, and one wonders what the vagaries may be. That's work that's being done. I know that they haven't decided because there isn't any recommendation yet about a vaccine for somebody that young. What do you think the takeaway is, though? We've talked, I think last week we talked about the fact that 5-year-olds now are being 10 or 11 or 12-year-olds getting shots and boosters and stuff. So what about younger?
Before we confuse everybody, Doug, you have to break this down into age groups. You know, you have to look at the 12 to 17, the 5 to 12, and the under 5 so that everybody's heads don't get so confused by all this.
Yeah.
So because there's news actually this week from Pfizer about kids under age 5. And they gave, and this is just coming out, and being analyzed, they gave kids under 5 3 shots, much lower dose, and it was about 50% effective. And interestingly, in your age group where your grandson is the 5 to 12, your daughter's among only about 27% of the parents who've actually given their kids the vaccine in that age group. So only a very small number of the eligible children in that age group have actually been vaccinated. And the vaccine only seems to be maybe 50% effective in that age group also. Not greatly effective, somewhat effective. And I think what you have to do is on a child-by-child basis, just figure out for your child the risk of potentially getting severe COVID-19, ending up in the hospital. You know, for the asthmatic child, it's an easy decision. For the very healthy child, where there's not a whole lot of COVID in the neighborhood, you know, that the decision may be just the opposite. So this is not one size fits all. And then in the 12 to 17 age group, the vaccines seem to be more effective.
All right. So vaccines and where they help, I think next up in our discussion ought to be what's going on with long COVID as to the symptoms. I think we touched on that also last week, but there's new information all the time. So let's get to that as quickly as we can. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how good it is for you to use Calitrin to lose weight and, more importantly, to keep it off. That's the underscore. And there's exciting news from Calitrin's creators about, well, there's actually two exciting items. One of them, the fact that you can get Calitrin now in three different forms, and you can mix or match any of them every night when you take this before you go to bed. There's a powder now. There are the capsules that have been around since the beginning. There's the liquid form. All of them do the same thing. And the folks at Calitrin are interested in talking or hearing from you. So if you go to toploss.com, you can check out the product there. If you've been using it, you can give results. You can talk to counselors. We have Elizabeth Miller on, one of the counselors there, all the time talking about how to effectively use this product and school you through it. There's support on top of support on top of support. So please connect with them. They're awesome. They're dedicated. The personnel there, the consultants, if you will discuss all the options with you, what's best for you, best for your lifestyle, best for keeping the weight off. Go to toploss.com and order your supplies. Matter of fact, right now, because it is Memorial Day weekend, there's an unlimited supply available for you to purchase. You can buy as many bottles, jars, the powder, buy as much as you want, and get an equal number of containers without having to pay for it. So it's the unlimited buy one, get one free, the BOGO deal at toploss.com. So enjoy the fruits of your labor. Keep the weight off with Calitrin and spread it around. Share it with your friends, your family who need support when they lose weight as well. Check it all out. Toploss.com, the website. The checkout is DJV for no shipping and the unlimited deal. That's toploss.com. Keep the weight off with Calitrin.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee the past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Paid for by Chicken Analytics. The man who predicted the 2020 crash warns of a huge event in 2022. His name is Mark Chicken, and his newest prediction has gone viral with 1.5 million views. According to Chicken, who spent 50 years on Wall Street, a historic event in 2022 will cause a massive shift in the wealth divide. This will affect anyone who owns stock, says Chicken, who accurately predicted the 2020 crash. Most people will never see it coming. Chicken, a popular guest on Jim Cramer's Mad Money, has never shied away from sharing his controversial predictions. Now, Chicken is pointing to a huge change in the way thousands of companies will need to do business in 2022. It'll affect everyone from Apple to Amazon, he says. Watch his full brand new warning free of charge at StockMarketShift.com/prepare. Go to StockMarketShift.com/prepare to learn more about 2022's huge event predicted by Mark Chicken. That's StockMarketShift.com/prepare.
Back now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. So long COVID and the research that seems to be adding up every week, there's a little more information. So apparently this is, the more we find out about it, the more unpleasant it is in terms of longevity, Ken, right?
Right. This is a study out this week in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology about people who are admitted, and it is a little concerning. Many COVID-19 patients they discovered who did not wind up in the hospital. So this is, we talked last week about hospitalized patients. So many COVID-19 patients now we learn who did not wind up in the hospital, they continue to battle these lingering health issues more than a year later. These long haulers, though, continue to suffer neurologic symptoms, fatigue, and just a compromised quality of life in general. So on average, long haulers continue to have brain fog, numbness or tingling, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, and fatigue for 15 months after their initial infection. And these are patients who were not hospitalized. You know, it's not clear exactly how many total, but it's been estimated an average about 10% of people end up dealing with this. So this is another reason why you may want to consider vaccination. I don't want to get into that debate, but long haulers is a real issue with COVID-19.
Who do you know? Who have you seen, patients of yours, that because you're a cardiologist, this certainly affects the treatment that you have for folks that they have needs definitively because of heart conditions and cardiovascular issues. But how does this affect your patients, the longevity, the COVID itself? Have you found, you know, we all talk about people dying because they have diabetes or they're obese, other issues. So does this hurry up when you get COVID, a serious case of it? Does it hurry up your demise?
Well, the demise and long haulers is a different thing. Dying from COVID-19 is a very different scenario than long haulers. Dying occurs in the initial few weeks after getting infected, usually. You know, usually you end up in the intensive care unit about a week and a half to 3 weeks after your initial infection, and then you don't come home from that hospitalization. Mm-hmm. That's the unfortunate way that death occurs. But long haulers is an illness that just, these symptoms just don't go away. And I could go through the list again, but it's a horrible long list of symptoms. And yes, I haven't done my own study, but I would estimate, because I see people, any doctor today, because of the great vast number of Americans who've had COVID, if you see patients, you will, when you take a history, their past medical history, so many will tell you about having had one or two or more infections going back to approximately March of 2020. And then there was the summer of 21. And we can go into this more right after the break.
All right, we'll do that. We're continuing with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos, lovingly referred to as Dr. Ken by me and the millions of folks who have listened to him over the years on the radio. He's been on along. He was on it by himself before he and I got together. And that was 10 years, and we've been together for what, 14, 15, 16 years? How long have we been doing this weekly?
Since about June of 07.
07. Okay, so that's 15 years. Okay, there you go. Yes. All right, so over that time, we've talked to lots of people, helped a lot of folks. This may be the most, I don't know, compelling, confusing, frustrating, annoying of all of the things that we've had to deal with over those 15 years, and maybe all the things you've had to deal with over the history of your being a cardiologist. So I asked you questions about whether patients are involved in it. There's still a lot more to discuss as far as the implications of having long COVID. And one of the things that Bob Kay, who is the producer for this hour of our DJV our existence, is he tells a story about his brother-in-law, who didn't have any shots, came down with COVID this week, and his sister-in-law, who had all the shots, who came down with COVID this week. And your explanation was this is a very virulent form. I feel...
No, wait. It's a very... the newest
contagious
variant.
Excuse me.
The Omicron B2 and 3... very, very contagious, not as virulent, clearly not as deadly as the original variant or as Delta. Mm-hmm. And people who have been vaccinated tend to fly through this a lot more easily. They do get breakthrough, but they tend to have a much more milder case. And then the hope is that they'll have less long COVID, but it doesn't totally prevent long COVID, but the news this week is there's about a 15% decrease in the likelihood of having long COVID if you've been vaccinated. And even the long COVID's probably been studied. This is so complicated. It's been studied not on the current variant because it hasn't been around long enough to study it.
Right.
So this gets very confusing when we use the word COVID-19, but they're very different viruses that all these different studies are being done on. And fortunately, I think we now can live our lives with COVID out there because it's not like it was in March of 2020 or in the summer of 2021 when the intensive care units were overflowing with people who were very sadly dying. And there are a few people in the hospital now, but nowhere near the numbers that we saw in March of 20 or in the summer of 2021. And just fortunately, it seems to be very contagious, but a mild disease and hopefully one we can begin to live with. But still, if you can avoid it, certainly you'd like to because of this chance of developing these long hauler symptoms. And you were asking me, Doug, you know, if I'm seeing these people and, you know, doctors take past medical history, we see people back, we want to know their medical history since we've seen them last. And so many patients mention that they've had COVID, just like everybody else in America, you know, it's been estimated that 60 to 70% of us have had it, whether we know it or not.
Yep.
And, and so I haven't done a formal study, but I would say 5 to 10% of the people who tell me they have had COVID in the past still have some symptoms. And it is troubling. And it's, and that's just another reason why if you can prevent it, you want to. But on the other hand, we do need to live our lives. And people are extremely tired of all, rigorous rules that they're
tired
being
of lots of things going on around us that we're tired of, and they all impact our health and well-being, whether it's this sort of thing, the shooting in Texas and that, the strain, stress, the war, and all the talk about that. Wow. Okay, Dr. Ken here at your service and on your side at 28 past the hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is creating a web page for donations to support the victims of the Uvalde school shooting. Governor Greg Abbott saying the Robb School Memorial Fund will help stitch back together everyone affected by the attack. 19 students and two teachers were killed Tuesday when an 18-year-old stormed into the classroom. The shooter was killed over an hour later by a Border Patrol agent. Gas prices are setting a new record this Memorial Day weekend. The AAA station survey saying the price for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.60 a gallon. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says people in his state are feeling the pain at the pump.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. So you're cutting it somewhere else.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden's job approval rating is falling. A new NBC News survey found just 39% of Americans approved of Biden's job as president, while 56% said they disapproved. Just 33% of Americans say they approved of the president's handling of the economy as inflation continues to soar, while 23% approved of Biden's handling of the cost of living. Regarding inflation, the price of butter is up 16% and meat prices are up 13.9%. Clodagh Lawless owns a restaurant in Chicago, Illinois.
I thought at this stage that we would be in a better position financially, but it's been very difficult, mainly because of where we're at right now with inflation.
That audio courtesy of CNN, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is now in the hands of the jury. Lawyers for the former celebrity couple presented their closing arguments Friday in the defamation case against Heard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on the DJV Health Program, second half hour. You know, I was thinking about what's been going on with us, generally speaking, the last couple of years. It's been 2 years plus about with the COVID as a focus. It's disrupted our lives. And so under the circumstances, I guess we haven't talked much about other infectious diseases because they were sort of in retreat. But as we dismantle the measures put in place to slow down the spread of COVID, Ken, the bacterial nuisances that were on hiatus seem to be coming back in unexpected ways. The past couple of winters, mildest flu seasons on record, right? But now, apparently, flu hospitalizations have picked up. And this is May. You know, you don't usually think about the flu in May, right?
Well, what's interesting is that the flu this year seems to be more extended, but it seems that a lot of the efforts that people have made to try to limit exposure to COVID-19 has clearly helped limit the exposure to the flu. Maybe it's kept it in an extended form, but I think still we all know fewer people who are getting the flu the last 2 years.
Yeah. Right, I think that that's true. And then you look at the various types. Apparently, some of this flu stuff that's around now is gastrointestinal, and it's pretty strong. And I saw something about hepatitis in young children that's come back. And what do they call RSV, the bug that causes the flu in wintertime? There are a lot of children that are getting it in the warm weather, not only here but in Europe. What do you know about that?
Well, you're kind of talking about 12 different things at once here.
Of course, I always do that.
Let me just put the general heading that there have been several new viruses that have been discovered, and all of those different cases that you mentioned, there are some new viruses out there that have been discovered. They're not real well understood yet. Fortunately, they haven't been widespread. But, you know, I think we're just more aware of watching for these things. And certainly the media is definitely reporting them. And I think that's what you're seeing. There's always new viruses out there. And I think that we're hearing a lot about it. That one about the hepatitis in young children is a bit concerning. It's still not really well understood. Fortunately, it hasn't been many kids, but these are things that happen. There are just always new viruses being made. This is nothing new. It's the eternity of our lives.
So what about monkeypox? That's something that's on people's minds. This is normally found in West and Central Africa. There are some countries in Europe and over here that have gotten it, but no, many, there's only, 60 or 70 cases here in our country, and apparently it's not that, it's ugly to look at, those bumps on your skin and stuff, but it isn't real fatal, is it?
Exactly. Most people do survive this, and monkeypox has been around. Monkeypox is not a new illness. What is new is that it's been in the past almost always people returning from trips from Africa. Mm-hmm. And here it's now occurring. For example, the first case, which was in your backyard, was from a person returning from Canada, had no exposure to anyone in Africa. And that's what's curious about this. And that's why there's this concern that there may be some changes in the monkeypox virus. And this is being actively studied. It's such a brand new discovery, observation that we just don't yet know about it. There was a report this week of two antiviral medications. I can't even pronounce them. That in a small study, one of them seemed to have some benefit, shorten the course. The good news was that this small study of patients, nobody died. They all lived. One of the drugs seemed to shorten the course. It seems like getting a smallpox vaccine, even once you have the diagnosis, may help. So it's just something to be aware of. Getting a flu-like illness with these, just ugly, infected-looking skin changes, you have to think about this, and you want to, let your doctor know, because there may be some things we can do for this once you're diagnosed.
All right. Well, that's some food for thought. Okay, another COVID thing connected to cardiology, heart inflammations. And what happens even a year or more after you've had COVID, what are you realizing in your patients? What's showing up in the hospital?
Well, Doug, a year after being hospitalized with COVID-19, more than 12% of patients are being diagnosed with heart inflammation. And besides the heart inflammation, which is called myocarditis, there's inflammation across the body and damage to other organs, including the kidneys, which is common. So COVID-19, the take-home message is it's a multi-system disease, and injury to the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys can be seen after the initial hospitalization in scans and in blood tests. And you just have to be watched, especially at least during that first year, for involvement in the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys especially.
All right. So, again, keeping all of these things in mind, there are so many studies that are going on. Have you talked to any of your patients about how they talk to their children about all of this? I wonder about the, I was looking at an article where parents are talking to their children about the shootings, and that's a mental health thing. But I wonder if there have been any studies, or have you seen anything or talked to any patients or otherwise, parents, who were talking to their children the last couple of years about COVID and what it means to them now and in the future, what it might mean to them and the way they live their lives.
Well, it's hard not to talk to your child about them because most of them were wearing masks, which they couldn't stand.
Yeah.
So this is not like other illnesses or traumas out there that are not around their face every day, all day. So this has been a unique situation, and this unfortunately is going to affect them, and it's going to continue and on a continuous dialogue to help everybody get over all of this. And it's going to take a while because these kids are forever going to remember this when they were in kindergarten or first grade, remembering the mask and what they were doing. They're going to be telling stories to their grandchildren. We know that.
All right, we're going to go into Ken's area of specialization here for a bit with a study that was very significantly explanatory when it comes to how much television time you watch, what happens if you watch an hour a day, more or less. Ken will give you the details on that as we continue here on DJV Health. A reminder about our podcasts that are at your service. Go to djvhealthshow.com. There are hundreds and hundreds of these podcasts that focus on the conversations that Ken and I have. Ken from Lake Cardiology, by the way, don't forget how to reach Ken. 352-735-1400. Begin your summer feeling good about your health and well-being. Get a checkup. Get Ken to talk to you about what's going on in your body. Anyway, we're always talking about that. Latest information on COVID and all of our podcasts, various studies. Ken reported on a new link between COVID and Alzheimer's in a recent conversation that we had on DJV Health. Other recent conversations, lifting of the mask mandates for air travel and what that means. I just got off a round trip to Los Angeles, and there were a lot of people wearing masks at the airport. As a matter of fact, in Los Angeles, they require you to wear the mask in the airport and as you get on the plane, and then you take it off. We also have news about the expensive Alzheimer's drug that has been approved for Medicare coverage. That story is in one of our recent podcasts. You can get the headlines because in that particular case, that podcast is headlined, "Are Fast Food Wrappers Killing You?" We talk about what's in those wrappers as, let's say you have some Mexican food and it's wrapped in a tortilla or something. The stuff that it's wrapped in is not good for you. And then there are some conversations about Alzheimer's and dementia risk factors that we go into here. It's thorough. What Ken does is study what's going on, and his representation of the facts is very thorough. So if you want to get an outline of what's going on, here's one guideline for the use of low-dose aspirin. That you can find in a recent broadcast as well, in a recent podcast. They're all free at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good, and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. The discussion of monkeypox and how to avoid it. Probably this would be very helpful. Not that you're all going to, you shouldn't get yourself all worked up about getting it. It's not that bad when you get it, but how do you avoid it altogether, Ken?
First of all, I think the general risk to all of us is pretty low. If you are planning on traveling to Europe, areas of North America like Canada and Australia, you have to be a little more vigilant, obviously to Africa. But the way to prevent it is the same way to prevent all other viruses. And you've heard this before. You want to wash your hands with soap. Or if you don't have soap, use hand sanitizers. As well as the most important thing is keeping the hands away from the face. That is so important. You know the little secret why doctors are rarely sick with these infectious diseases? Because they learn this in medical school and they just keep their hands off their face.
Yeah. And I think it's hard. We all scratch our nose. I'm doing
Don't
it right
do
now.
It. Use your elbow.
Yeah, I know.
I was just wondering, you said you went through Los Angeles. What fraction of people are actually following the law and wearing the mask?
In the majority, large majority of LAX was wearing a mask, I can tell you that. In Boston, when I got off the plane last night, I don't know, I was sleepy, so I didn't pay a lot of attention to what people were wearing. On the planes, I would say maybe 30-40% of the people on the plane were wearing a mask. You know what it's done, Ken? It's calmed people down. The requirement, and even the pilot said on my way out to LA and on the way back, they both said the same thing, that the government has lifted the mask mandate, and we're basically saying we're happy about that, but you certainly should feel free, and in fact, American encourages you to wear a mask while you're on the plane or whenever you're traveling. So that, you know, kind of tells you something. I don't feel the strain now. Whatever mandates make people crazy, and so when you tell people they have to do something, that it's against human nature for people to tell you to do something. So now that you don't have to, there isn't that push pull. You know that I'm not going to do that because I'm a free American. You know that kind of stuff. Long gone.
Right.
So yeah. Anyway, that's my observation, for what it's worth. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health. The next item of interest and the issues to be discussed will come from questions that are asked of Dr. Ken. So that's what it's called. The segment is called Questions for Dr. Ken, coming up next here on DJV Health.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's 53 past the hour now on DJV Health. The biggest DJV healther is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I always extol the value and virtue of connections with him because he's so thorough. Even though he's a cardiologist, he gets to the root, to the core of what's going on in your body. That's why I love to visit him. You can visit him down in Florida, or you can do a telemedicine connection, kind of a Zoom thing. The way to contact Ken in his office is to dial 352-735-1400. Area 352-735-1400. All right, so there's been a back and forth about limiting television time and whether or not it reduces the risk for coronary heart disease. What do we know? What do we think? You're a cardiologist. What's your review of this? Tell us.
Well, there's a report out in BMC Medicine this week. That's why this is making some news. And what they discovered, or these investigators, is that if people commit, Doug, to watching just under an hour of TV a day, 11% of coronary heart disease cases can be eliminated. Coronary heart disease is the reason why we get heart attacks, number one killer of Americans, and they're seeing 11% of these cases eliminated by keeping your daily TV watching to under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting study.
Yeah, that is. And you got to get exercise. You got to move. That's one of the things that I feel the best about with my body.
That's the feeling, is that if you're spending more time watching TV, you're just not exercising. Maybe if you have that that treadmill in front of the TV, maybe things are different. But
riding a bike.
The feeling is that people are eating what they shouldn't and not doing activity and getting coronary heart disease.
All right, question on prostate cancer. whether or not as you get older, what's the risk? The blood clots are something that's come to the surface. A lot of talk about blood clots lately as regard to COVID. And so is this something that's becoming more common? You're the cardiologist. You're this cardiovascular guy. Are blood clots more common? And if so, in what areas?
Well, I think blood clots have always been around. I think we're just more aware of them. We can diagnose them easier and faster. And maybe that's why you're hearing more about it. Definitely we're hearing more about it because COVID has increased inflammation, but it also has increased clotting. The news this week is in prostate cancer, which is just all too common. And as people, guys live older and older, they're going to get more prostate cancer. This is out of BMJ Open that prostate cancer patients are at significantly higher risk for getting these serious blood clots. These are usually the deep vein thrombosis, the DVTs in the leg veins. And if you have or know anyone with prostate cancer, just be aware that they're at increased risk of getting these blood clots. You see any swelling or pain in the legs, just think about the possibility. The reason why you want to get this diagnosed quickly, because these can travel up into the lungs. And when these clots occur in the lungs, they are called a pulmonary embolism, and people die from blood clots in the lungs.
I don't want to mess around with that. I see that the birth rate for the first time in quite a long time has started to increase in America. Is this with Native Americans or immigrants that are coming in? Is there further specific info on where the birth rate is coming from? And is this a healthy sign for the health of Americans?
Well, this was a report from the CDC in general that the overall annual rate had for the first time since 2014 increased. It increased from 2020 to 2021 by 1%. And obviously, you can interpret this however the way you want to.
How do you interpret it?
Well, I interpret it as, you know, during COVID, there was more time to think about such things. And,
okay, and there it is. That's the answer. No, you did it. I think you hit the nail on the head. There were a lot of people. It kind of reminds me when the lights went out in New York. 9 months later, there was a surge of births in New York City. Okay, so hello, Mother Nature takes her course, or its course. And so that was the, I didn't even think about that, but hello, ding, 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 ding. That's a very good explanation for it. Thank you. All right, there's Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. 59 past the hour on DJV Health.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.